Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll begin with Sif Hei and Reish Nun Dalet tonight. This is the sugya of Rediyas Hapas. The first part of what we're going to do tonight is not very much Halach Lamaisa, but it's in Shulchan Aruch, and Be'ezer Hashem, will do our best to understand it. The Mechaber says in Reish Nun Dalet, Hey, Ein Nisin Samach L'Chashecha Pas L'Tanur. So just like we have a gzera that you're not allowed to put food on a fire lest you're going to come to stoke, so too you're not allowed to put bread in an oven in its early stages, because you might come to stoke the coals to get it to bake quicker, whether it's wheat rolls or potato rolls, whatever it might be. Presumably, there won't be a difference between the two. So if the flour has already begun to glow, so then it's already baked, and then it's going to be mutter. The cholshe parsa ve'in chita nimshachin kari krimas panim. And if it's spread out, and the chutin are not nimshachin, that's what, you know, when you have the initial stages of the dough, when you pull it apart, they're like chutin, they're strands. So once it reaches that stage, then it's considered baked enough that you don't have the problem of setting it up before. When it comes to knishes and berekas, so then the ones inside also need this, the items inside also need to be cooked. Continues the Mechaber on page. We'll speak out the Mishnah Berura. Here we won't do much of the Mishnah Berura inside. Continues the Mechaber on top of page Chavav. So if a person violated this Isser, so then they have a Knas, like we've seen previously. Here the Knas is that the amount of time that it would take to make it on Matzai Shabbos, you can't derive benefit from it. The reason being that a way of discouraging people that they don't gain anything by doing that Malacha on Shabbos. Vimbishog, or placing it, rephrase that, placing it in such an instance on Shabbos. Vimbishogig ain't lo mayachal, mutulur dos menu mazun shoshudis. This is Rediyas Hapas. Rediyas Hapas, the Gemara tells us in the Taf Gimel and Shabbos, is a chachma ve'ena malacha. It doesn't constitute a malacha, even though the Gemara has a possibility it's a malacha, but at the end of the day it concludes that it's not a malacha. And therefore, it's uvda dechol, as the Mishnah Berura spells out in Dibra HaMaschil. So if a person's stuck in a spot that ain't lo mayochol, so then in such a case he's allowed to take out three sudos. And other people also could take out because it's nisa derabanu uvde v'chol or duchem mazon shalosh sudos. Because she wrote lo yirde b'marde, he shouldn't take it off with a particular utensil. Ela b'saknu kiyotze bo. When I was learning this from Nevin Sal, he began to make cheshbonos, exactly what the marde is. He went to Maseches Kelim, Perichov Beis, Mishnah Dalet. We'll leave that out because it's not very important in terms of halacha maisa. So you use a sakin. Shelo yasek derech shos lechol, as we mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah elaborates on. Fim yev shelo dos b'shinu yir de b'marde. Fim nesno b'chtei sheikrum upaneha, and if he placed it when it was already glowing, given the law of the Isura, he didn't do anything wrong with our Shabbos, he wrote the Kedarko, then he could take it down normally. So why is this mutter? The reason that it's mutter is if it's Lutzarech Shabbos, so then in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Lamed Hey, it's going to be mutter. So if you need it for Shabbos itself, and you didn't do any Isser, so then in such a case, even though the Gemara says that it is Uvda Dechol, it will be acceptable. Now the Dirush Mishnah Berurah quotes a couple of instances where we have examples where Uvda Dechol is mutter in other areas, an example, in Halacha, excuse me, in Simin Shin Lamin Gimel, Sif Aleph, Letzarech Mitzvah, the Ramah allows doing an uvda dechol. Let's take a look at that. Simin Shin Lame Gimel Sif Aleph. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, you don't have it. So here we have the halachos of clearing out your otzer shel tvua. So that's an iser drabanan of uvde lechol, and the Ramah comments v'chol shvus shetir mishum tzorach meta mutar gam ken l'tzorach arachim. So even though it's an uvde lechol of clearing out your machsan, nevertheless it's going to be mutar l'tzorach arachim. So we have this concept of uvde lechol being mutar here, the uvde lechol being l'tzorach Shabbos. Let's go back into our sif. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chol zeh b'tarin she'ena tuach betit, al matuach betit o she'ena afel l'tzorach Shabbos, akel matzoi Shabbos, d'yesh lo zman l'afos, mutar d'lo gazrin m'kai gavna shema yichata. So, if it's tuach betit, that means that the tanner is entirely closed, that you can't open it, so and you're just baking it for matzoi Shabbos, and there is no chash that he's going to come to be mechata, so then in such a case it's going to entirely be mutter. Okay, so these examples really don't come up very often, but we do have this very important klal of uvda dechol being, of course, generally asur midrabbanan, but there are times l'tzorech Shabbos that's mutter, l'tzorech mitzvah it's mutter. And also, one more point, the Deir Shu'in 24 also points out that we had a mug in Avram that was mesupik when it's Asra v'uvda d'chol in Reish Nun Beis Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, that the mug in Avram said maybe in certain instances a goy will be able to do it on the Jews' behalf. Okay, now we introduce a Shas Sif. It is only 12 words or so, but this Sif is extremely, extremely important for Kol HaTorah Kula. This sif is about chatei kedei shetizke chavercha. What happens if your friend, in the same sugya of Radias Hapas, over there in the first parak of Shabbos, the Gemara and Rishonim discuss, what happens if your friend has violated an isur, and he's about to be over an isur doraisa, for example. His friend puts in a pas into the oven. Now, at that moment, the pas hasn't baked yet, but if you let it stay inside, it will bake. So are you allowed to do this uvda d'chol of taking down the pas in order kedei shetizke chavercha? So says the Mechaber, introducing this case with the individual himself, before we get to the friend. Vim nesano b'shavas afilu b'mezid, if he did not b'mezid, mutar lo lirdos kol m'shiofa kedei shlo yevo l'dei yisur skila. So let's start first, even though the classic Shas case is, we're going to talk about saving your friend, as the Mishnah Berurah raises, but the Mechaber here discusses where it was put in on Shabbos, been mazed by the individual itself, so then you're allowed to take it down, kedei shelo yavo l'dei yisur skila. So that's the rule to save yourself from the yisur skila. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Mem points out that's only mutter for the individual himself, but acherim, the poskim say, by the Lamed Ches and the Sharetzion, Aval Acherim, based on the Gemara, and the Tosis is Medayik this as well, Asurim Lerdos B'Shvilo, Bein Kishiduk Mezik Bein B'Shogeg. So you're not allowed to save your friend in such an instance. Afil Mishiduk is a pas Einenu Posh Yadu, even if he's not here. The Ein Omrim Lo L'Odom Aseichet Kal, we don't say. Now you're not allowed to stop listening to the Shir now. You have to wait till the end. But right now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein because his friend was posheya when he did this. Oh, what happens if his friend wasn't posheya? What happens if his friend is entirely innocent? Then the opposite is true. The opposite is true. In such a case, then one would say that asai iser kal kedei sheyiske chavercha. It's only when he's posheya. That's the pashtus. Also, Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only talking about an instance where you're going to be over an iser kal. What about Bishul? This Shabbos, it just happened in our house. We had a lot of people over the house, and someone put something back in the blech that someone else thought might have been a Shiloh of Bishul. So it happened to be that person was there, so I told that person, the person took it off. But what happens if that person wasn't there? So then it would be no problem at all for me to take it off the blech. What's the Yisr to take it off the blech, so then there would be no problem, even if that individual had been poshea. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in the last three lines on the page. Of a leaning bishul, pasha to the mecha shacha of v'niach der samach leish, sarach lasalka g'day shalav v'chaveo de isur. And this is all part of the mitzvah la'afrusha mei isur. Now the Dirshu points out in number 28 that there are other examples of this that one needs to know, and there are other permutations. And that is number one. That in later on, in Simen Shin Vav Sif Yudalit, a very, very important halacha, the Mechaber speaks about if there is a Jew that has been taken into captivity, so then in such a case, it's a mitzvah l'shtadel b'hatzalosel. Let's say there is a woman been captured, and then in such a case, even to be over in Isser Doraisa. There the Mishnah Berurah says, that's only if someone was taken forcefully. If they were taken willingly, they went on their own for Shmad, so then in such a case, even if you think you could save them, just like we saw, that when the person was Poshea, you're not even over in Isser Kal, so same would apply, the Mishnah Berurah argues in regards to Shmad. That's the first point. Number two is that this is an Isser Doraisa. This is an individual who was over in Isser Doraisa. What happens if it's an Isser Derabbanan? In other words, what I mean by that is the following. Let me just clarify. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Simen Shin Vav is talking about where the individual will have to be over in Isser Doraisa to save the person from Shmad. But what happens if you only have to be over in Isser Derabbanan? So there the Shaar HaTzion says that even though we learned that in such a case we don't say chatei kedei shetiske chavercha, but since it's such a big mitzvah la'atzila from shmad or any other instance like that, so then in such a case you'd be allowed to be over the Isser Derabbanan even if they put themselves in that situation. So these are the basic rules about the sugi of chatei kedei shetiske chavercha. And again, the basic rule is that if the individual is poshea, then one does not do an Isser Kal. However, if not, then one would do an Isser Kal to save them from an Isser. Okay, we'll stop here.